How do you feel about guns that are now on the street more? We have concealed weapons and all that. You didn't have that back in 77 to 83. Seems like murder rates have increased over the years, not only maybe here, that goes up and down, but in the United States.
I think the murder rates across the United States have declined, and I don't think that the gun laws have anything at all to do with it. Several years ago, I was working on a master's degree program, and there was a part of the program I interviewed a woman with the National Institute of Justice about the use of firearms, and she said, "I want you to understand something. I am a dyed-in-the-wool gun hater. I believe every gun in the world should be melted down. But I also understand that it's not the guns that are the problem, it's the people who use them." And I agree with that. I own guns and I use guns. I was a firearms instructor at one time. I was around, and so was Mike, before the change in the gun laws in the state of Oklahoma. And the only law really was that it was unlawful to carry a gun concealed on your person or in your saddlebags. Then we changed the law. The courts said over the years that the trunk of a car was the equivalent of a saddlebag. But the change in the laws permitting people to carry concealed weapons, so far as I can tell, has had no real effect. The open carry law, I've not seen anybody openly carrying a gun except police officers, law enforcement people. It comes back to the idea that in order to prevent the kinds of violent crimes that we've seen that have raised the level of intensity of discussion about firearms, comes down to the issue of the mental stability of the people that have the guns. And I don't know how you measure mental stability, and I don't think anybody else can really predict that you, John Erling, will or will not grab a gun and start shooting somebody. I remember when we were talking about psychological examinations for entry-level police officers, one of the arguments against it was a case in one of the southern cities, I don't remember which one, where a young man had applied to become a police officer, had passed all the tests, was given a psychological examination, was accepted and issued his equipment and told to report to the police academy the following day. And he went home to his apartment and sat in the window and popped off firearms and shot at people as they walked down the street. Maybe there have been equal advances in the health services to screen that guy out, but even so, you don't know. People are unpredictable, and I've seen some police officers do things with firearms that I thought were wrong. They shouldn't have done it. It was legal, but it was not something that should have been in terms of handling a gun or in terms of the way they used the firearm.